Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 8:22. We welcome in Stacey Ropka, who is one of the finalists in the Women of Innovation event that is taking place tomorrow night, courtesy of the Connecticut Technologies Council over at the AquaTurf. Stacey is one of the finalists in Medium Business Innovation and Leadership. Good morning. How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, it must be exciting. Now, Ray was a little intimidated, I'll be honest, when he read your bio. Lawyer, scientist, all and the like. How difficult is it to combine those two loves?
It's not difficult for me at all. As a scientist, my research was focused on immune responses to infections of the central nervous system. Well, as a scientist looking at that area of science, I had to use a number of techniques like cultivating cells in a dish or transforming and transfecting cells or making antibodies.
Right.
These are techniques that are actually used by the clients that Axon represents.
Are there people I was going to ask if there are people duplicating the work you're doing, and that's why you got into law, but go ahead.
They aren't duplicating the work that I'm doing. They are some of them will be building on some of the work that I did back when I was a scientist. But it's a way for our clients are developing new medicines to treat cancers and rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune diseases. And in addition, some of our clients are developing what they call biomaterial reconstructive devices.
Okay.
And that my scientific expertise helps me understand the nuances of the technology that would be part of, let's say, a patent, because we're mostly involved in patent pre-litigation and litigation.
God.
And then it lets me guide the clients so that they can decide what kind of products they'd like to develop or help them engineer around a patent, assess the risk of infringement.
Make
other business decisions.
Yeah, there's a lot involved with that. I read a story about you, Stacey, that said there's only 30% of scientific researchers are women. Why do you think that's so low? And do you think that that's a number that we're going to see increase in coming years?
I think that we will see that number increase. I've seen it in my own career path. The number of women who enter into what they call the STEM fields.
Right.
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. That number is increasing. You can sit in a college class in one of the STEM fields, and you will see many women are now in those classes. Whereas 40 years ago, there were probably fewer women in the classes. So the programs like Women of Innovation, I believe, help encourage young women decide to take any love that they had for science when they were in, you know, seventh grade through senior in high school and actually then follow through when they get into college and declare a STEM field as a major. And I think that programs like Women of Innovation, which recognize women, helps the next generation understand that women do have success in STEM fields, should be in STEM fields, and are recognized for their success.
Here's a question I would have, and it's being asked occasionally. Is there one of the reasons that sometimes people say we need to bring women in here because they bring a different perspective to science? Do you think that's true? Yeah, okay. I don't want you to get into it.
Women do bring a different perspective. When I come in, I bring a different perspective to any team that I'm on. Now, is it because I'm a woman, or is it because another person who comes into it? And this kind of gets back to the idea of women should be encouraged to go into STEM because they're women, yes, but because they're another person
who's interested.
Come in and interested in the field, and every person brings a different perspective. So why would we want to not have 50% of our population not enter into the thought process that
right.
leads to invention and innovation? So you want as many people as possible working on problems to help find
Thank
solutions.
You.
Because these are tough, very tough problems. And it's important that we encourage women to be part of that solution.
Stacey Ropka with us, one of the finalists in one of the categories at the Women's of Innovation event tomorrow night. Annie Lamott will be the keynote speaker put on by the Connecticut Technologies Council. If you want to learn more about it, go to www.ct.org. You did not begin your law career until a little bit later in your life. Were there challenges involved with that, or did you find it easier to get into law as you were a little bit more mature?
When I started law school, I had already had a pretty fulfilling career as a scientist, work experience, and I'd also already had 4 college degrees. So,
Wait a minute.
You can't just blow that line by us here.
Back up. What'd you have?
Let me see. I had a bachelor's, a master's, an MBA, and a PhD.
I can't even spell all that stuff. Never mind get 4 degrees in it.
See, we were feeling pretty good about
this.
Yeah,
you know what?
Now
I'm intimidated. So you must, and we gotta go soon here, but you must be pretty excited about the event tomorrow night.
I'm very excited about the event. This is the 6th time I'll be attending the event. In addition to recognizing the finalists, who are all incredible women, we also get to listen to the youth in innovation and leadership that make me sound like a lazy person. They are so accomplished. And more than that, the Connecticut Invention Convention students will also get a chance to be there presenting their inventions. And those are the students who are K-12. And it's a lot of fun to talked with them and look at their posters and have them explain their thought process.
All right.
Good stuff. Well, Stacey, congratulations on the nomination and your amazing career. Good luck. Enjoy tomorrow night. Thanks for taking a few minutes to be with us today.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Okay, no, I'm intimidated.
I know.
Oh, my God. She's got 4 degrees. She didn't become a lawyer until she was, let's just say, past the age of 39.
God.
Yeah.
But she's doing what she likes and she stays busy and she's probably very fulfilled.
Very personable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.